Okay, I'm going to say now that we're in the Salem Lutheran home at Alcorn, Iowa, and I'm visiting with Mom, and I told you, Mom, we'd like to visit. I'll start about when your parents first came over from Norway. First place, where were they? What part of Norway did they come from?
Bergen.
Bergen.
6.5 miles south of Bergen.
What kind of work did they do over there? Was he a farmer or something?
Some kind of. I don't know what he was really.
And then they decided. Why did they decide to come to America? I wonder. You remember?
No.
And then when they started out, how many was it? A young family? Did they have children at the time?
They had two, and they lost them on the ocean.
The only two they had?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the names?
Yeah, it was Annie and George.
Annie and George, I see. And then later on, after they got over here, they named some other Annie and George, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, what happened to them on the way over that they died then?
Well, they got typhoid fever and what else was it?
But then they actually buried them at sea, I believe, didn't they?
Yeah, they had to. They had to, they put a stone in the coffin and sunk it down the ocean in the
right in the Pacific or in the Atlantic Ocean, are we over?
Atlantic Ocean, yeah.
How many do you have any idea how many came over on the boat?
No, there was 41 that died
on the way over.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Were there some of them adults too, I suppose?
Oh yes. The captain was arrested when he came to shore for taking too many on the boat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
So that probably made conditions a little worse.
Yeah.
For them while they were traveling.
Well, you see, they had to go 4 days straight back because they hit icebergs, you know.
Oh.
And they had to go four days back.
So it made the trip longer.
Made it so much longer. Yeah.
Yeah.